Father, I ask, Lord, that you'd give us ears to hear what the Spirit's saying to us, Lord. Lord, we want to be on track. We want to be on time. Father, I thank you that it is a season of acceleration. Holy Spirit, we want to consecrate ourselves to you, Lord. We want you to have your way. Lord, have your way in us. Lord, we surrender afresh. And Lord, we say, we want your way. We want, Lord God, all that you have. Thank you, Lord, that you are in charge and we call you faithful. We trust in you. And I thank you, Lord, that you who have begun a good work in us will carry it through to completion. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to turn to Leviticus chapter 25. Leviticus. Verse 8, and you shall count 7 Sabbaths of years for yourself, 7 times 7 years, and the time of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be to you 49 years. Then you shall cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month, on the Day of Atonement. You shall make the trumpet to sound throughout all your land. And you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. And each of you shall return to his possession. And each of you shall return to his family. And the Lord set up a jubilee every 50 years. And in the jubilee, which began on the Day of Atonement, which was the day when blood was shed, an animal was sacrificed to bring atonement for the people, a trumpet was sounded and the good news was announced that this is the year of Jubilee. And it meant liberty. It meant that people would return to their families. It meant that the possessions of their families would be returned to them. It meant that slaves would be set free that year. It meant liberty. It meant freedom. It meant a rest. It meant that God said that he would bless them. He would command his blessing during that year, that they weren't to till the land, but he would bless them, that they would live in the blessing of God and the Jubilee. Now, if you'll turn with me to Isaiah 61. Actually, let's go to Luke chapter 4. Same thing. Jesus is quoting Isaiah. Luke chapter 4, verse 16. So he came to Nazareth where he was brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." You know, the day of Jubilee was a shadow of what Jesus would do. Hallelujah. Jesus came, and when he stood in the temple that day and he proclaimed from the book of Isaiah what he was going to do, he was making a trumpet sound and he was declaring the good news that this is the season. He says the season has come of liberty, of freedom for slaves. It's freedom for the captives. He came to proclaim his divine jubilee, his season of freedom, of grace, the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of the favor of God, the year when captives were set free, and the year that people would come back to the inheritance of their father. That they'd be delivered from the bondage of sin, and that they would receive what their heavenly father had initially intended for them to have. This is the good news of the gospel. Hallelujah. And so Jesus stood up and he proclaimed this. And he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is liberty." And the Spirit of God has been poured out. We are living in this dispensation. We are living in this season, the year of the favor of our God, the year of his divine jubilee, where he said, as he came and he made the sacrifice that was finished, where he said, "It is finished. This atonement is done and it's sealed, and now it's jubilee. It's freedom for the captives." He came to return to us what had been lost through sin. Hallelujah. But you know, in order to receive what the Lord has done, all we need to do is have ears to hear what the Spirit's saying and believe in our hearts what he has done. If you have a look in Hebrews chapter 4, it says in verse 1, "Therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it." God has sounded the trumpet. He's made the proclamation. This is the year of the favor of God. There is freedom for the captives. He's paid the price for freedom and liberty. Hallelujah. But unless we mix it with faith, unless we come to him in faith and believe what he has said, it will not profit us. And God wants us to make a clear sound, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's why he said, "Go and preach the good news." Because when you begin to testify and preach the good news of the gospel, preach about what the Lord has done for you, faith comes in the hearts of those who hear it by the Spirit of God. See, we've been called to co-labor with God. He's given us the message and said, "Run, tell them, sound the trumpet, let the good news be preached. Let the good news of freedom, the good news of the gospel." Amen? That's why we need to testify and speak out what the Lord has done for us. Because nobody can argue with what God's done for you. Amen? I was thinking this week about some of the things that the Lord had done for me. And I was thinking back to when I was about 13 or 14, and I'd had a nasty accident on the trampoline. I was in a trampoline competition, and I'd broken the bones in my arm, and they'd come through in two places, and it was very messy, lots of blood, big mess. The people who were spotting around the trampoline, they ran away and vomited. Just let it be graphic there for you. And I had to have a couple of operations, and the result was that a nerve had been severed somewhere in the process to my thumb. And I couldn't bend my thumb like this. The nerves just wouldn't work properly. And the doctor said, "That'll never work, but be grateful that that's all that's happened." Anyway, there was a meeting coming up, and a man called Ralph Wilkerson was coming. And I didn't know who this man was, but I handed out brochures and I did a letterbox drop, because I was in love with God. I'd had a revelation of the goodness and the kindness of God. I'd been saved. And I wanted to be, if the doors were open in church, I just wanted to be there. And if something was happening, I wanted to be involved, because he had revealed himself as my Savior, the one who loved me. And I'd fallen in love with him, but I didn't realize how much he loved me. I didn't realize that he came not only to heal, to save my soul, but he came to heal me. He came for a complete redemption. Anyway, I didn't know Ralph Wilkerson had ministered with Catherine Kuhlman and had her preach in Melody Land and seen amazing miracles happen and all this sort of stuff. All I knew was he was an American preacher, came and he preached. And then he said toward the end of the service, he said, "Okay, lay your hand on the part of your body that needs healing." And so there were thousands of people there, and I laid my hand on my thumb. And he prayed. And I prayed, and we all prayed for the different... Start doing what you couldn't do. And so I went, "Oh, Mom, look what I can do. I can move my thumb." And I was instantly healed. And it was easy. It was just easy. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. There's freedom. Freedom for the captives. In the kingdom of God, nothing is impossible. And we'd stepped into this place of the kingdom of God. Faith had risen in my heart through hearing the testimonies of how people had been healed. The word had been preached. And you know, I didn't have any complex theology or deep understanding. He simply said, "Do what you couldn't do. Believe and do it." And I did. And I went back to the doctor and he said, "That's impossible." He said, "That's a miracle. That could only be God, because that could not have rejoined." And you know, I could not have gone on and played the piano or written songs or done any of those things. I sold the trampoline, bought a piano, praise the Lord. Well, Mum and Dad did. That was enough of that. And I was thinking about that this week and thinking about how that happened and what that felt like. You know, how it happened was the Spirit of God simply was hovering. He was there. And I just stepped out in faith and received the good news. And you know, the Spirit of God is hovering here tonight. And He's just waiting for you to look up and see Him. There's so many types and shadows all through the Old Testament. It's a teacher to show us and lead us to see the fantastic, wonderful news of the gospel. You may know the story of when the Israelites were dying through their sin and what they'd done. There was a plague that had come upon them. It's a curse. But Moses was told to lift up a serpent on a pole, and if they'd look to it, they'd be healed. Jesus was lifted up on the cross. He became a curse for us. And now anyone who'll look to Him will be healed. And you know, sometimes we can struggle and strive, but the year of Jubilee was a year of rest. And God wants us to enter the rest of faith, where we don't struggle and strive and try to be good enough to get a healing. Try to, you know, maybe I've got to do this and maybe I've got to do that. All you got to do is look. Look upon the one who was pierced. Look upon the one who has declared and proclaimed, "This is your year of Jubilee. You are free. You are free." Is it that easy? Is it that simple? Actually, yes. This is the good news of the gospel, but sometimes we try and complicate it. Sometimes we try and think, you know, God just wants me to learn something first before I get this healing. I've heard all that God must, and we try and reason it. We try and create doctrines about our experience to try and explain what we experience. But you cannot change the gospel. You can't alter your doctrine to match your experience. Because in doing that, things just get muddy and confused and people give up. But I tell you, there's an awakening happening. And people are starting to lift their eyes and see Him. And see that He came to set us free. He came to set us free from sickness. He came to set us free from bondage. He came to set us free from all the work of the evil one. Let's just have a look at it back there in Isaiah 61. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound." Now, pain and sickness is a prison. It's a horrible place to live. It's addictions and the bondages of sin, depression, oppression. It's a prison. And God said, I've come to release you from the prison. How were Paul and Silas released from the prison, Colin? They looked up. They began to worship. They began to look to the one who was not bound by the constraints of this earth, to the one where there was liberty. They began to just worship and realize that they are not citizens of the earth, but citizens of heaven. And in heaven and in the kingdom of God, there is no bondage. There is no bondage on earth that can hold you. This is good preaching. Help me. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord God wants to give you revelation of the reality of things. He wants you to begin to realize where you now live. When you've given your life to Christ, He wants you to realize where you live. That you don't live in a place that is limited and that is under the control of the evil one. You don't live under the curse of the law. Let me tell you, sickness is not a blessing. It is a curse. And He has come to deliver us from the curse and restore us to our original family, who is our Father but God. And the year of Jubilee, they would receive the inheritance of their Father back. The good news is that what was lost, hallelujah, through sin, now has to be given back. If you'll just wake up and begin to realize, begin to mix it with faith, begin to look at Him and believe. Hallelujah. Only believe, only believe, all things are possible. Only believe, only believe, only believe, all things are possible. Only believe. I don't know if you've ever had a dream, but where you have been flying. I remember many years ago, I used to have regular dreams of flying. I think I was probably in situations that I really wanted to get out of. That's just for our psychologists in the audience. But in my dreams, when I would fly, I could just do it so easy. It was so easy to fly. And like as I'm starting to wake up, I'm thinking, this is easy. It's so easy. And then you realize, oh, actually, how ridiculous. But don't worry, I'm not getting new age on you here. We need to recognize that we actually live in another realm and that it is so easy. It is so easy. We're not confined by the old system. We're not confined by the system of the world anymore. We are born again into the kingdom of God, where the King has dominion, where the King has declared freedom for the captives, and you need by faith to step in. Does anybody know what I'm talking about here? Has anybody ever received a miracle in your body? Where's your hand? You know what I'm talking about. But you step in to the reality of His glory. Bev here has been healed of terminal cancer. We've had people delivered and set free, just instantly free from arthritis, crippling arthritis. People instantly delivered of tumors. It's so exciting. People instantly healed in their bodies, in their backs, in their livers, and the way it should be. That's why we need to talk about the good news. We need to begin to declare and testify. The reason that we have these great things is God backs us up. And he gives us the testimonies so that we can declare and say, we don't have to just say he's declared liberty, but we can prove it by saying, look, he declared liberty and I am now free. Hallelujah. And we need to make a trumpet sound. On the Day of Atonement, when the Jubilee was announced, they said, the Bible says they were to sound the trumpet. That's not just hiding in a corner and just saying, God did something for me. It's going out and telling everybody what the Lord has done. And, you know, the Spirit of the Sovereign God is upon you because he has anointed you to proclaim. That means to sound the trumpet, the good news that you have been set free. Free indeed. If you've been converted, if you've had an experience where you go, I was blind, but now I see. You understand what I'm talking about, going from one realm to another. A realm where you lived in the natural to suddenly, my eyes are opened. Same thing with miracles. Miracles, freedom, healing, it's all in this realm, the realm of the kingdom of God. And it's time for our minds to be renewed. It's time for us to wash our hands of the old mindsets and the old ways of the world and to begin to realize, hey, I feel the presence of God here, that we've been set apart. Hallelujah. We've been called out of that. And the Spirit of God who reveals truth to us, the Spirit was given that to remind us what Jesus had said. The Spirit of God has been given to us to give us a revelation of what he'd done. The revelation of the truth. They shall know the truth, and the truth shall make them free. Why? Because when they know the truth, oh, it's just easy. I'm going to live here, not there. Hallelujah. Is anybody hearing me tonight? I believe the Spirit of the Lord God is here. Right now, I sense his presence. And he's here to set the captives free. It's time. It's time to wake up and to step into the realm of the kingdom. Now, if you have never given your life to Christ, if you've never come to that place where you go, I want to live in the kingdom. I want Jesus to save my soul. I want him to deliver and set me free. I want him to forgive me for my sin. I want to walk with him. I want to give my life to Christ. Tonight, I want to pray for you. There's a time that needs to come in every person's life. The Spirit of God wants to draw every person into the kingdom of God. But there must come a time where you decide, I will believe, I will receive what Jesus has done, and I'll give my life to him. This wonderful freedom is given as divine exchange. You can't have freedom and still keep bondage. You can't have forgiveness for sin and still hold on to sin. But if you will be willing to let go of your sin, repent, turn from your sin and say, God, I need a new life. To be born again means to be leave the old world, the old life, and to be born into the kingdom of God. To become a citizen of heaven on earth, and then you'll be with him in heaven when you die. But you immediately are transported from that world into this, from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. But that has to come when you will confess him as Lord, when you will say, I will leave my old life. If you'll lose your life, you'll find the light and freedom. Is there anybody here tonight that says, I want to give my life to Christ? I want to come into the kingdom of God tonight. I want to repent from my sin. If that's you, hallelujah, I want to pray for you tonight. Is there anybody here that says, I want to give my life to Christ? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Now, right now, I want to do what we did that night when I was healed. I believe God wants to set you free tonight. If there's a part of your body that needs healing, I want you to lay hands on your body right now. If you can't lay hands on that part, if it's embarrassing, just lay your hand on your head. Put your hand on the part of your body that needs to be healed. Do you believe? All things are possible for them that believe. Amen? Okay, lay your hand on the part of your body that needs to be healed. We're going to pray. And it's easy. It's going to be so easy to step into the freedom. Hallelujah! The freedom and the liberty of the kingdom of God. He's broken the curse of the law. Let's pray. Jesus. Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus, who paid the price for our sin, who bore our sickness, who was wounded for our transgressions, and whose, by whose stripes we are healed. We come in your Son's name. We come in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we ask, Lord God, for your healing, Lord, right now. I thank you, Jesus, Lord, that right now we receive by faith what you have done. Lord, I rebuke and I bind the spirit of cancer here right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for sickness right now and infirmity to go. You can't stay here now. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over these things. We thank you, Jesus, for your healing power now. I thank you, Lord, arthritis right now flees in Jesus' name. The entrance of your word brings light. Hallelujah. And there in you, there is no darkness at all. We drive back the spirit of infirmity right now and arthritis and sickness in Jesus' name. I thank you that all pain goes in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, right now. Father, I thank you right now, Father, for freedom and liberty for the captives in Jesus' name. Lord, you said, oh God, that you came to set the captive free. Lord, we've sounded the alarm. We've sent forth the good news. Lord, right now, we thank you for your freedom. Spirit of the living God, I thank you, Jesus, for your Son. Thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Right now, Lord, where you are, there is liberty. Where you are, there is freedom. Hallelujah. Thank you for freedom. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for freedom. Now, right now, I want you, if you can, do something that you couldn't do before. If there's something that you couldn't do before, I want you to do that right now. If you had something that you can test, just begin to do it. Just begin to step out and receive it right now. Hallelujah. 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 Just begin to receive it right now. Thank you, Jesus. So karavalaha sikia. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your healing anointing. Jesus, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.